There's a lot to the aging process that's intimidating. Questions of physical health, mental health, and then there's what stares back at you in the mirror. Here's commentator Mel Miskimmon.
I was looking through a book of family photos and came across a picture of my great-grandmother. She came from Poland and was one of those sturdy women whose sole purpose in life was to bear children. And she did, 14 of them. In the picture, she's surrounded by the entire family. They're all crammed into a basement or a bunker. It's hard to tell. But wherever it was, clearly a fire code violation. And from the looks of the clothing, it was probably taken around the late 1930s. Her gray hair was pulled back from her bulldog face, which made her look so old. How old? Oh, by the looks of her, I figured she was 75? I quickly did the math. Oh my God. It was taken on her 53rd birthday, and I'm 53. Please tell me that I look better. It's not that I don't want to get old. I do. I'm just trying to age gracefully. So I buy a lot of magazines, ones with Diane Keaton, Susan Sarandon, or Helen Mirren on the cover. 50 is the new 30 in hot pink Helvetica bold across their suspiciously wrinkle-free foreheads. I read the articles. Diane says she's in the best shape of her life. Helen's never been happier. Susan's sex life is better after menopause. What am I doing wrong? The last time I went to the doctor, she told me that my vaginal walls were collapsing and my pelvic floor was sagging. Maybe I need a general contractor to get in there and shore things up. I don't have a personal trainer or a chef or a lap pool in the basement. I have water in my basement, but I wouldn't swim in it. I have a treadmill folded, pushed up against the wall. I use it to dry my delicates. But what I do have is a 2-year-old Labrador retriever that needs to be walked for at least 45 minutes a day. Otherwise, he's bouncing off the walls. So we walk and walk. Rain, sun, sleet, snow, 1 mile, 2 miles, whatever. He's happy, and my serotonin levels, through the roof, my friend. I take a Target brand multivitamin. I drink water from the tap. Nothing fancy. I try to eat the 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, although I get confused. Is it 5 servings of each or any combination of the two that equals 5? I use SPF 70 on my face to make up for my early tanning years when I used to broast in the sun and base my skin with a combination of baby oil mixed with iodine. I have yearly breast exams. I hate them because they hurt, but my husband insists. And I do everything that Oprah and Dr. Oz tell me to do. The rest I leave up to genetics. After all, my great-grandmother, she lived to be 98. Although she didn't look a day over 53.
Essayist Mel Miskimmon is an award-winning writer, author, playwright, poll worker, and a regular contributor to Lake Effect. A quick break, and when we return, Project Milwaukee, Wise Today, Well Tomorrow continues. We'll focus on a more distant vista of aging and the concept of wellness in your 20s. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.